Number 120. If I have measles. It seems to me that I'm going to get ill. I have a terrible headache, and an earache as well. If it's measles, then I won't go to school tomorrow, and I won't have been going to school for 21 days, at least until my health gets better. I wish it were mumps, or at least measles. I would willingly stay at home. No, that's a dead issue. I know exactly what will happen when Mum comes home from work and finds out that I've got measles. She'll immediately call for an ambulance, and I'll be taken to hospital. It's obvious. Then, she'll be inquiring about my health 25 times a day, and I'll be lying in bed and groaning. And when I recover, my Mum will take me home, and I'll be complaining of the bad lunches we had in hospital all day long. Well, it's time to come back to real life and stop dreaming of all sorts of rubbish. What ugly thoughts sometimes cross my mind. Mum wouldn't approve of such wild fantasies. Honestly speaking, we are totally different. She is determined and she always knows what she wants. Many years ago, she got divorced, and then she had to give up her job because she wanted to bring me up by herself. She was working hard on translations at nights to earn some money for living. She would like me to study law, but it seems to me that I am not cut out for it. I'm quite unbalanced and intolerant, to tell you the truth. And although I adore and admire my Mum, I think she'll have to put up with me for a long time. In other words, I'm not going to do my best to succeed in life. Maybe I shouldn't have been so frank.